Good morning. I'm Speaker of the House Mark Eaves of North Berwick. It's day five of a federal government shutdown. Workers in Maine, from Cutler to Limestone to Kittery, are going without pay. Our shipyards and our air traffic controllers are in a standstill. Our national parks and the Appalachian Trail are closed at the height of Maine's beautiful fall season. Our National Guard employees face furloughs. And the Small Business Administration has been forced to stop making loans that help Maine businesses start up and grow. Like so many Maine people and Americans across the country, I'm disgusted and frustrated with what's happening in Washington, D.C. The reckless and irresponsible actions of a small faction of Tea Party Republicans in Congress is hurting our economy and holding our government hostage, all because they don't like one law. One law that will help millions of Americans be able to see a doctor when they get sick. Now, this law, the Affordable Care Act, has been upheld by the Supreme Court and was fought over in last year's election. It withstood constitutional muster and swayed public opinion, and it prevailed. The Affordable Care Act and its supporters prevailed because so many Americans and so many Mainers know what it is like to be up against financial ruin in the face of mounting health care bills. Health care in this country should not be a privilege for a few. It is a right that we should all have, no matter what we do or how much money we make. Nobody should go broke just because they get sick. The Affordable Care Act makes that possible. It makes it possible for more families to see a family doctor when they are sick. This week, the healthcare exchanges that are part of the law opened enrollment. Those marketplace exchanges help make health insurance coverage more affordable. On Tuesday, millions of middle-class families and small business owners in Maine and around the country flooded to sign up. Some who will be able to afford a doctor for the first time in decades. The positive outcomes of the law are exactly what Tea Party Republicans in Congress want to distract the American people from. And that is what is at the heart of this shutdown, and it is shameful. Shutdown politics are no way to run a government. Here in Maine, we avoided a government shutdown after Tea Party Governor Paul LePage vetoed the state budget. We didn't agree to his my way or the highway approach that would have hurt our economy and our middle class, so he tried to drown it with drama. But Democrats and some moderate Republicans said no. We came together to do what's right for the people we serve, not a group on the partisan fringe. We overrode the veto. I am proud that the Maine legislature didn't allow Tea Party obstructionists to win with their bully tactics. The people of Maine and millions of Americans across the country are tired of Tea Party politicians who are more interested in running our government into the ground than making it work. I hope you will join me in standing up to obstructionist politics. Thank you for listening. I'm Speaker of the House, Mark Eaves.